Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Cheer. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
It's Lesson 16. Today's key sentence is...
階段を上がって右に行ってください。
Go up the stairs and go to the right, please.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, Anna has come to a bookstore in Shinjuku with her friends.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 16.
いらっしゃいませ。
漫画売り場はどこですか？
2階です。階段を上がって右に行ってください。
Okay, let's go over the skit. A clerk said,
いらっしゃいませ。
May I help you? Literally, welcome. It's an expression to welcome customers to a store.
When we enter restaurants or stores, the people working there usually greet us by saying, いらっしゃいませ。Do we have to reply?
No, you could just smile and bow. When you pronounce,
いらっしゃいませ。
You stop your breath for one beat after ら。
いらっしゃいませ。
Anna asks the clerk,
漫画売り場はどこですか?
Excuse me, but where's the manga section?
Wow, Anna really likes Japanese manga. So first of all, she asked where the manga section is.
Is excuse me. You say this when you speak to somebody.
漫画売り場。
漫画売り場 is the manga section.It consists of
漫画
manga or comic strips and
売り場
a section
は
is a particle indicating a topic.
どこ
is where, adding
です
at the end of the sentence makes it polite. This sentence is a question with
か
at the end, so be sure to say it with a rising intonation.The clerk answers,
2階です。
On the second floor.
2階
is the second floor. It's made up of the number
2,
the second. And
階
a floor. This is added to the end of the sentence to make it polite. The clerk explains where the manga section is.
階段を上がって右に行ってください。
階段を上がって右に行ってください。Go up the stairs and go to the right, please. Today's key sentence.
階段
is stairs.
を
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
上がって
is the te form of the verb.
上がります。
To go up.Using the te form, you can express a string of actions that happen one after another.
So this means that Anna's going to take another action right after this, correct?
That's right. Next,
右
is the right.
に
in this case, is a particle that indicates the direction.
行って
is the te form of the verb
行きます。
行きます to go. If you add
ください
please to the te form of the verbs, you're expressing a polite request.
Okay, so that way you can express the actions of going up the stairs and of going to the right all in one sentence.
Yes. Here you first go up the stairs and then you go to the right. You can link these two actions by saying 上がってThe te form of the first verb, 上がります, to go up. Now here's a question for you, Jonathan. What do you say if you want to say, you go up to the fifth floor and then go to the left? The left is
左
The fifth floor is
五階
The te form of the verb 上がります, to go up, is 上がって. So...I would say, 5階に上がって左に行きます。Am I right?
You're right. Then, let's listen to the skit for lesson 16 again. Today's key sentence is
階段を上がって右に行ってください。
階段を上がって右に行ってください。Go up the stairs and go to the right, please.
いらっしゃいませ。
漫画売り場はどこですか？
2階です。階段を上がって右に行ってください。
Now it's time for the segment Teaches Teacher, where the program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Now, using the particle に can be difficult. It can point to a place or direction and do a lot of other things. Can she please teach us how to use it?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, if the verb in the predicate of a sentence expresses the existence of something, such as
います、
to be, to exist.に indicates where something is or exists. For example, I'm at the station is
私は駅にいます。
If the predicate verb expresses a movement or a change like
行きます
to go, に indicates the terminating point of the movement. For example, I go to the station is
私は駅に行きます。
に also indicates a specific point in time, such as a date or clock time. Suppose, for example, we say, Anna comes at 10 o'clock in Japanese. 10 o'clock is
10時
To come is
来ます
So we say,
Anna は10時に来ます
We cannot use に with words such as tomorrow or next week.As the specific dates, they refer to change, depending on when you speak. So, if you want to say, Anna will come tomorrow. Tomorrow is?
明日
So you say?
Anna は明日来ます
You cannot say? Anna は明日に来ます に also has various other functions. Let's learn them whenever they come up.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up is our corner for sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. This is the sound of a person going up the stairs. The sound word for this is...
トントン
Isn't that somebody knocking on a door?
Yes, this sound is also expressed as
トントン
Next is
Sounds like somebody's cutting something on a cutting board.
Yes, this sound can also be expressed by
トントン
In today's sound words, we introduced
Tonton.
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
Shop clerks in Japan are kind. They also speak very politely. They say, thank you very much, even if we leave without buying anything.Did you enjoy lesson 16? Today's key sentence was
階段を上がって右に行ってください。
Go up the stairs and go to the right, please.
Next time, will Anna be able to shop for manga?
We'll find out, so join us again.
さようなら!